Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a hot pants style snare snap human eyes blueprint for jungle and old school DnB vibes. If that title sounds wild, don't worry. The idea is actually simple. We're going to make a snare that feels nasty, alive, and human, while still leaving the low end huge, clean, and floor shaking. That means you want impact, but you also want groove. You want attitude, but not mess. And in jungle and rag of flavored drum and bass, that balance is everything. So let's get into it. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want that more classic jungle feel, stay around 160 to 170. If you want it a little more modern and rolling, go 172 to 174. For this lesson, 170 BPM is a great sweet spot. Now create your basic tracks. You'll want a drum rack track for kick and snare, a bass track for your sub or reese, and if you want to go a little further, a chopped breakbeat track and maybe the vocal or rag a stab track. But for now, keep your attention on the drum rack. That's where the magic starts. The key idea here is that the snare should not be just one plain sample. A good hot pants inspired snare is usually a layer job, so think in three parts. You need a snare body, which gives you the weight and the main punch. Then you need a snap or top crack layer, which gives you that sharp edge and the funky cut through. Then you can add a tiny texture layer, like a click, a bit of noise, or a very short foley hit, just to give the snare a bit more life. For the body layer, look for a short acoustic snare, a punchy break snare, or a warm old school drum hit. For the snap layer, try a rim shot, finger snap, clap, or a bright break snare with a lot of attack. For the texture, keep it tiny. We're talking very small and very short. The goal is character, not clutter. Load those layers into a drum rack and put them all on the same MIDI note so one snare trigger plays the full sound. In Ableton Live 12, you can use Sampler or Sampler for this. Set the samples to one-shot mode, and for short one-shots, you usually do not need warp on. Also, adjust the start point so the transient hits quickly and cleanly. Now let's shape the snare body. Open EQ8 and clean it up. A high pass around 90 to 140 Hz is a good place to start. That removes low rumble and keeps the snare out of the kick and sub area. If the snare feels thin, try a gentle boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If it feels boxy or muddy, dip somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add some presence around 2.5 to 5 kHz for the crack, and if needed, a gentle lift around 8 to 10 kHz for a bit of air. Keep that snare focused. In jungle, the snare has to punch through breaks, sub and vocal energy without turning sharp and painful. So always listen for clarity, not just volume. Now here's the important part. Humanizing the snare snap. A lot of beginners make the mistake of hitting every snare with the exact same velocity and placing everything perfectly on the grid. That can work for some styles, but jungle usually wants more movement than that. It wants a little swagger. It wants a little instability. It wants the groove to feel like someone played it, not like a spreadsheet did. Start with velocity. In your MIDI clip, don't make every snare identical. For a two-bar loop, try varying the main snare hits a little. Maybe one hit is 110, the next is 98, the next 116, then 102. Not huge changes, just enough to make the loop breathe. If you use ghost layers or snap layers, keep those quieter, maybe in the 35 to 70 range, and vary them too. Then move to timing. This is where the snare starts to feel alive. In Ableton's clip view, zoom in and nudge some of the snap layers slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the main backbeat mostly stable, but let the snap lean behind the beat a touch. That little delay gives swagger. It makes the snare feel like it lands with attitude instead of just snapping from a machine grid. If you've got a separate snap layer, you can also use track delay and push it back a little, maybe plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Keep the body tight and let the snap sit slightly behind it. That creates a little two-part movement. The body punches first, then the snap flicks behind it. That's a really nice trick for a more human, less robotic hit. Next, let's talk swing. Jungle and old school DnB love groove, but you do not want the whole snare drifting all over the place. Open the groove pool and try a light MPC swing, something like 16 swing 55 to 60, or maybe 62 if it feels good. Apply that lightly to ghost notes, percussion, and maybe the snap layer. Leave the main kick and snare mostly straight. That gives you bounce without losing the backbone. And if you want a classic jungle trick, add a tiny ghost snare or pre-snap just before the main snare. Put a very quiet snare or rim shot 1/16th before the main hit. Keep the velocity low, and thin it out with EQ or auto filter. This creates anticipation. It makes the main snare feel like it's arriving with more force, because the ear hears a little leaden first. Now let's process the snare for snap and wait. A solid stock Ableton chain could be EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then utility, with maybe a compressor if you need it. EQ8 comes first to clean things up. High cast around 100 Hz, cut muddy areas if needed, boost attack around 3 to 4 kHz and maybe add a little top around 9 kHz if the snare needs extra air. Then drum bus. This is a great device for drum energy. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, use crunch lightly, keep boom low or off for the snare, and raise the transients a bit, maybe plus 10 to plus 25. That gives the snap more bite without flattening the hit. After that, try saturator for warmth and harmonics. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. This helps the snare cut through smaller speakers and dense mixes without sounding brittle. Then use utility to keep things under control. Keep the main snare centered. If your snap layer is stereo, you can reduce the width a bit. And remember the rule for club music, kick and sub in mono, snare mostly centered, width only where it really helps. Now we have to protect the low end, because in jungle the low end is everything. The snare can be crazy, but the sub still has to shake the room. For your bass, use something like operator for a clean sub, wave-eatable for a reese or analog for a grittier tone. Keep the sub mostly mono below about 120 Hz. Sidechain the bass to the kick using compressor. Turn on sidechain, feed in the kick, use a ratio around 3 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 80 to 160 milliseconds depending on the groove. That creates space for the kick and snare while keeping the low end deep and powerful. And this is one of the big beginner lessons here. A hard-hitting snare does not come from fighting the bass. It comes from giving the bass and kick enough room to breathe. Now let's arrange it like a jungle record. A classic two-bar idea could be kick on the 1, snare on the 2 and 4, a ghost hit before the 2, maybe the break chop on the 3, and another snare snap on the 4. Then vary it every few bars. Add a slightly different snap every 2 or 4 bars. Drop the snap for one hit and bring it back. Add a quick fill before a transition. That kind of variation keeps the loop moving. It stops the copy-paste feeling and makes the groove sound like it's evolving in real time. And this is where humanizing really matters. Don't randomize everything. Humanize with intention. Use small changes, velocity differences of 5 to 20, tiny timing offsets, alternate snap samples, maybe a little EQ difference on a few hits. That's enough to make the loop feel alive without destroying the rhythm. Here's a really good beginner rule. If the snare already works with just two layers, stop there for now. Don't keep stacking sounds just because you can. More layers do not automatically mean more energy. Often, more contrast means more energy. A simple snare with the right attitude can hit harder than a huge stack of samples. Also, always check the loop at low volume. This is a great studio habit. If the snare disappears when the volume is turned down, it usually needs more mid-range presence. Not just more level. A jungle snare should still read clearly when the system is quiet. That's how you know it's really cutting through. One more useful tip. Listen carefully to the relationship between the kick and the snare. The snare should feel like it lands after the kick has made space, not right on top of a pile of low frequencies. If both are fighting in the same moment, the groove gets cloudy fast. For a simple practice exercise, build a 4-bar jungle snare loop at 170 BPM. Put kick on the 1, snare on the 2 and 4, add one ghost snare before beat 2, and maybe the second quieter snap on bars 2 and 4. Apply light swing to the ghost notes only. Process it with EQ8, light drum bus, a bit of saturator, and utility to keep it centered. Your goal is to make it feel like a real drummer in a grimy rave, not a rigid MIDI sequence. If you want to level that up, make 3 versions of the loop, one with a bright snare, one with a darker snare, and one with a slightly delayed snap layer. Then alternate them over 8 bars. That's a really simple way to create movement without making the arrangement too complicated. So let's wrap it up. The blueprint is this. Build your snare from body, snap, and optional texture. Humanize it with velocity changes and tiny timing offsets. Keep the main snare tight and let the snap layer sit a touch loose. Process with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Leave room for the kick and sub. Use small arrangement changes to keep the jungle groove moving. And always think in contrast. Punch versus crack, stability versus shuffle, weight versus space. If you do that, your hot pants style snare will not just hit, it will dance, snap, and shake the room. If you want, I can also turn this into a clean Ableton rack recipe, a MIDI pattern example, or a full 8-bar jungle arrangement plan.